ואנחנו עוברים ללטין 2 שיובילו
אותנו. We're moving to Latin 2 that will lead the last part of our lesson, please.
Buenas amigos, es un placer.
Hello friends.
Compartir con ustedes este momento tan maravilloso.
It is a great honor for us to share this moment with you. It's so wonderful. After this lesson, Rav every day leads us a bit forward more and more in this process that we're searching for this connection between us, for the goal that the aid of the Shekhinah and the connection from our separated state, we know that the Creator unites us, and the effort with His aid is possible. Thank you to Rav for this study, this wisdom, how to get closer to the Shekhinah and to raise the correct prayer, because in thus raising them from the dust, this is an opportunity to work correctly.
Esa es la sensación del trabajo. Esa es la paga para nosotros.
Because nothing is left besides the work. The sensation of the work. This is our advantage, that we don't need any more than this. That only in unity, in our large vessel, with the care, the worry for this last generation, our friends from Germany, from Israel, from all around the world, that we are raising the Shekhinah, raising divinity, and that is all of us, each and every one of you, friends. This is the heart. Each one is a representative of the Creator in this center of the Creator, and only unity is left to. Let's go, friends.
Continuamos, amigos, de todo clic con la pregunta de taller activo.
Hello, friends. We're continuing with a question for an active workshop. What are the main advices that Rav gave us, and how can we implement them today throughout the day? Again, what is the main advice Rav gave us in the lesson, and how are we going to implement it throughout the day? Active workshop.
It's
the effort for connection and coming closer to one another. Because from this specifically, we are awakening the light. And the extent in which we're aimed to this connection, how much it's aimed to the Creator, how much it's not in order to run away from our own sufferings, how much we're experiencing it towards the group, towards this incorporation that we're building a kli for, how much we're thinking about the world. It's all these kind of directions that we need from the connection between us build together this aim toward more correctly towards the Creator.
As much as we feel the sorrow, like Volodya from Kiev said, and Rav said, that's very true, that when we have sorrow, that like my sorrow, and I think and depict myself, so this is part of the sorrow of divinity, it raises us. And it's an important sorrow. It's a sorrow that brings joy, that raises us.
Yes, that's the main scrutiny. What am I sorry about? Who am I sorry about? From what am I sorry? Is it from not being able to be filled, which is naturally happening to me, that I'm sorry like that? Or do I have now a calculation that is higher? And I heard the advice that
even if I don't have such a high calculation, it's worth it to do it as if I have such a high calculation, as if I care about bestowing to the Creator, as if I know what it is to bestow the Creator, as if I'm sorry that my friends are not connected and the Creator has no place to dwell in, and that he's sorry about it because his goal to keep all of creation can't take place because of me, because I'm not even inviting him to connect the ten. And that's what I am sorry, again, not about myself, but upon what he can't, and the fact that he can't enjoy, that he can't enjoy from delighting the created beings.
We need to play in this state to try to incorporate in the sorrow of divinity, the sorrow of the Creator, that he should correct, that he wants to correct the creatures. Rav said it's as if we're in it, even though it's not necessarily true and we're not in it. But in our efforts to be in it, to insert ourselves into such a sensation, this that we're even trying to depict it to ourselves, that we're working on it together, engaging in it together, that already is awakening us, awakening upon us the light that reforms.
Yes, we need to build a kli through that connection between us so that the Creator will be able to be revealed and dwell in, and by that we delight him. And that's why we have to do him a great favor to bestow to him, and how we do this work in the ten, how we're building this common desire between us, we try and exert to give him the place to be revealed between us.
Yes, to give him room to be revealed between us, and feel that all the work that we're doing is to reveal the Creator and to be in connection with him. And right now we're working with the friends, we're doing the maximum that we can. Each one, we see how much effort each one is making in order for the Creator to be revealed between us.
And try to do everything so that our desires will be collected, and we will build together a place for the Shekhinah in the ten, and each to work in the direction of connection, and for the revelation in the connection between us, in that network of connection between us, the Creator, that will fill us and bestow to the whole world.
To hold yourself all the time in the ten, that with respect to the Creator, a single person doesn't exist. The ten is the minimum. And to pay attention all the time in each action, the main, of course, main thing in actions for bestowal, that for what are we doing that?
And actually it was really reminding us the fact that we did what we read in number 12 about the fact that everything is none else besides him, because a person is constantly in sorrow and lack. The question is where he aims our sorrow and lack. I heard that the Creator can be, that I can be in sorrow towards bringing contentment to the Creator if I consider myself less and consider the group more. And it's this constant struggle where I need to constantly make the group more than the importance of myself and the importance and how much I care about myself.
Yes, we are going over what we have read in the excerpts and making an effort to feel just how much we're capable of carrying out what Kabbalists are giving us to play with And this, we're going through them as much as possible, each assignment, each exercise. And by this, we're drawing the light that from the game, we're reaching sensation within the 10 together, revealing this connection. And everything that the excerpts are talking about, this wonderful story between the Creator and the creatures.
And here the question rises, which is how we are going to implement this throughout the day, this game. What needs to take place? Is it my personal work and thought to depict that I'm bringing him contentment? Or is there some decision of the group? And if we decide as a group, how we will practically awaken one another, show one another that we are in this, or maybe we don't need to show this, and it's enough that, like Rav gave an example to Rabash, that the main inclination of the heart is that it just wasn't seen, but only once in a while, when there's an opportunity to bestow through the society to the Creator, how happy he was of that.
Okay.
Yes, we actually have such a perspective that is outside of ourselves, that we need to think that we want to correct all of humanity, all of Adam Rishon, what's called, that shall be returned to be connected to the Creator, that the Creator is in sorrow, has sorrow from this, that Adam HaRishon is not all connected to him. And that's one perspective. And our work, where we can correct, is within our 10. Maybe we can frame it this way, as for some advice or exercise, that we want to correct all of Adam HaRishon. And to do it through the 10, that everything we do between us, through the 10, is in order to correct the soul.
Yes, that all that we do in the 10 is to connect our desires so that there will be room for the Creator to be revealed there. Our desires should all be in a general perspective towards connection and be adapted to the Creator. And this is how we need to constantly be in the same tendency towards outwards, where we're constantly examining who we're delighting. Am I delighting myself? Are we delighting the 10? Or is the final point, our final goal, to delight the Creator? This is also a certain perspective that we need to place before our eyes if this is the one that's delighted eventually.
Each action that we do, smallest one maybe, advances us to connection, to build a mutual vessel for the Creator. It's like a baby making efforts towards his mother. He doesn't even understand what's happening, and that's like how it is for us now, that we make efforts to overcome in understanding and sensation, to reach greater connection, to equivalence of form, and bestow contentment to the Creator.
Each and every one of us needs to check and ask himself by what he brings contentment to the Creator. What is he causing the connection with him? And to try and help the Creator delight his created beings.
And first of all, yes, we make the exercise, the efforts on the friends. This is the efforts we make to feel this,
And like Rav gave us advice, we need to prepare ourselves now for really learning the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Maybe on a practical level, we can before every meeting, because there's some kind of concentration about the fact that divinity, Shekhinah, is the collection of our desires. It's between us. We build it truly between us. We can think that maybe before every meeting we will remind and mention that this is what, well, this is what we want to be in. This is what we want to be connected through, so that we will raise this before every meeting as a prayer after the meeting and also at the end of the meeting, and remind the goal of our assembly, actually.
Okay, queridos amigos, pues parte de la participación de Latin 2 va a ser
okay, dear friends.
Muy especial que vamos.
Part of the participation.
Amigos, según las palabras del Rav.
Of Latin 2 is to give this introduction to our unique Yeshivat Haverim now.
En una sola intención, amigos, demostrarnos a cada uno que
it can be more important now than the entire lesson that we all aim together in one intention. All the tens and all the friends of Bnei Baruch focus together on revelation of the Creator. That must be our focus. And we're inviting all the tens to open your question, raise the question marks and open your hearts and tell us, how do you see all of us focused on revelation of the Creator? That's our topic for this Yeshivat Chavarim. Let's play a short song, and then we'll go and hear all our friends from the world Kli. Don't be embarrassed. Every 10 wants to show how much it's on, how much it's focused on revelation of the Creator between us. Song.
הנקודה שבלב מתגעגעת לחלקי נשמתה השונים גם אם לא מרגישה או יודעת היא נמשכת אל החברים משיעור לשיעור היא סופגת השפעת המאור אמיתי שבונה בתשוקה מיוחדת להשיג את הטוב ומטיב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו נשתוקק, נשתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו נשתוקק, נשתוקק ונשאר כי בו מתגלה האוהב הנקודה שבלב מתחדשת ורוקמת מרקם של קשרים מקבלת תחושה של הרשת שספוגה אהבת חברים הנקודה שבלב מתחברת לחלקי נשמתה השונים ופתאום מרגישה מאושרת מלאה אהבת חברים יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו נשתוקק, נשתוקק ונשלח כי בו מתגלה האוהב יש בינינו מרכז משותף לכל הנקודות שבלב אליו נשתוקק, נשתוקק ונשלח כי בו מתגלה האוהב
Okay, amigos, invitamos entonces al amigo.
All right, friends, we're inviting all the friends here. Roberto from Latin One will start and kind of give us a little heart warming up of our hearts to express what do they need. Come on, Roberto.
Aló, aló, amigos, otra vez hoy, pero siempre.
Hello, friends. Each time, every time, always, this is possible. We can, this is love of friends. Like our friends said in Latin too, we have an opportunity to feel what is in our hands. And this is with us all the time. Let's go. Signs are in the air.
Wow, I thought we were singing. Brothers, friends, I love this togetherness that I'm feeling. Because, you know, Rav said in tonight's lesson, and he says it a lot, that one can't free oneself from prison. And I feel that we're all together like one bundle. This is what I feel. I feel like we're coming together, and we're coming together and asking the Creator all together. I don't feel like we're separate. I feel like we all love one another, and we're getting there. L'chaim, friends. Love you.
Друзья, спасибо огромное. Такое воодушевление.
Great thanks, friends. What an impression and what joy to be together with you in this lesson. Let's together observe these counsels that Rav is giving us and together advance on this path. Thank you and L'chaim.
Hello, dear friends. What to say? We started together on the morning lesson, and after we wake up, again, listen to the morning lesson and to be together with our 10, with you, with Word Kli. Thank you.
L'chaim, Haverim, we're literally as one man with one heart. We're going to implement this into our daily lives, into every thought, into every action, full of intention to bring Creator all the joy. And we're thankful for our Rav and for the Kabbalists before us. L'chaim, Giants.
What a lesson, friends. What a lesson. We began with the fundamentals. Let us have desire. Even beforehand, from love of friends and the preparation. And what we ended? That this half an hour now, this is the center of our life. Nothing more. Rav is like dipping us in this whiskey, right? This desire, like for the preparation for a test, like the Rabash's example of cake dipped in whiskey.
Yes, certainly, friends. Such a deep lesson. So many impressions and excitements, inspirations from the friends. We felt to such an extent that this force is knocking on our doors and wants to be revealed in us, in the connection between us, here in us all the time. Let's pray constantly and together with Him, feel the sorrow, for us to have love sufferings, to feel these sufferings together, that this force will be revealed between us, so that at last we will have one Kli that can delight the Creator. Thank you, friends. Together.
Hi, friends. Thank you for your efforts. What yesterday seemed as work and exertion today becomes competition and an honor. So thank you for your work. L'chaim.
Мы тоже хотим присоединиться к этому впечатлению от урока и то, как
also want to join in on this impression from the lesson.
Десятка Латин 2, как она подвела вот это звенящее намерение.
And thus the the ten that's so close to us, Latin 2, they brought us closer to this intention, and now we've gotten into it together. The entire lesson is being expressed here in this summary, because we're feeling how much our friends have prepared this question and invested in this, and we can reveal this in all its new colors through the friends and through the ten. Thank you. Gracias, friends. Juntos.
Hello, friends. Well, the sorrow of divinity, it is becoming more apparent. And Gemar Tikkun, that the Creator wants us to become totally independent of Him. Kind of like how we want our children to be. Independent of us, they're still connected, but they become productive people, productive in the society here below. L'chaim.
Да, тоже хотим присоединиться к этому замечательнейшему уроку.
Yes, we also want to join this wonderful lesson. And just like yesterday, Rav emphasized that in this period of time that is after the pandemic of Corona, that within the last year and a half, our method completely changed and we moved from the stage of preparation to the practical implementation stage. And it is felt so greatly, especially in the last few days where Rav is on vacation, that this part, well, what can we say about it? Just gratitude, huge gratitude, and the efforts for connection are what decide everything. Thank you, friends, for the arvut, for the fact that we can be together and to advance, only together, only forward.
Hi, friends. I wanted to share with you that today we've connected two tents, Tel Aviv and Zichron. A few days we've been working on preparation for the lesson for Friday. And I wanted to share with you that we had such an amazing connection. Each one shared their impression from the lesson, and we feel that we've really gone over the entire lesson and summarized all the main points, and have really completed one another and uniting. L'chaim, friends.
Whoa, 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 amigos, 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 que aula isso.
Wow, 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 amigos, wow, special, what a special lesson, wow, wow, wow. What an amazing lesson. What a privilege to connect with all of you.
With
all that we receive from Rav in this special lesson, to bring it throughout the day that we're going to work with and be constantly more and more clear and build this huge world Kli 10. L'chaim, friends.
Buenos días, excelentísimos amigos, valiosísimos amigos y hermanos, porque todo el trabajo que ustedes hacen día tras día.
Hello, you amazing, exalted friends. We can really see how evil our friends is like a mirror of ours, and we're activating the Shekhinah between us each time in a clear manner with respect to the Creator in you. Just thank you to everyone and your participation, and that everybody's day by day engaging in this wonderful work. The Rav is leading us through lesson after lesson. A big, great hug to everyone. L'chaim.
Да, дорогие друзья, это великий урок, колоссальный.
Yes, dear friends, This is an immense lesson, colossal impressions. Look at what we managed to do together. We ask one Kli, let's together with the rest, more responsibility, implement Rav's advice, connect, and divinity will dwell between us. L'chaim l'baruch.
Nous serons chagrinés de ce que le Créateur ne puisse se réjouir de nous, et ainsi nous allons faire tous les efforts dans la connexion pour être dans la joie, à la fois entre nous et avec le Créateur, l'Echaim.
To make all the efforts to be in joy and reveal the Creator through divinity between us, l'Echaim.
Wow. Wow, wow, qué impresión tan tremenda, qué gran calor.
What a tremendous impression, what warmth, what a heart that is being built. What, you can't just open your hearts here. It's like Rav said yesterday that the result of the right work is the correct prayer. And this is what the friends are doing today. And we know that only the friends, and only thanks to the friends, and never alone, only the friends can do this. And Latin 2, we want to do this with you so that we will have fear that we won't be able to serve you and to serve the Creator and to bring Him contentment. And together we're doing this. This fear is growing. And thank you, friends, for enabling us to do this. Gilad, please.
Yes, let's go on to info.
Info?
Info?
Yes, my beloved, dear friends, we are with joy wanting to report to you that officially we're beginning the preparation for the convention. We have a convention soon, and this week is the launch of the beginning of the convention. It always starts from the end. What will happen this week? On Friday, the World Kli will receive a survey in which we together will choose the topics for the lessons of the convention, all of us together. And for us to be able to do that, we need to understand what is a convention altogether and what will it deal with. For this, the whole process of what's happening this week will prepare us towards this survey. And therefore, today, throughout the day, in the tens, we will discuss the responsibility we have for the convention. That's what will happen today throughout the day. I will ask, we have this slide here, and tomorrow we will actually prepare ourselves for the morning lesson tomorrow, where tomorrow our team prepared a special content in which we will discuss how our 10 prepares itself for the convention. This is a special convention, and in the lesson tomorrow we will discuss this. And on Friday, in the morning lesson, we're going to be talking about how we prepare for the convention between the tens towards the convention. And eventually we will receive the survey on Friday that we will all answer together and decide on the topics for the convention. This is the fascinating process that awaits us. Our team is engaged in this, and let's take a part in this. Thank you, everyone, and I'm moving it back to Gilad.
Yes, we're going to end here after such an amazing Yeshivat Chavarim, and let's sing together.
Looking for a way to put together all the pieces of these broken parts. Signs are in the air in every breath, in every moment, and in every heart. Every time we rise and fall together, there's a light to guide us through it all. We hold on to each other through the ways that we discover on the road to love. Ve'im nachzik beyachad me'al ha'evdelim nir'ei ech ahavam chaza al ha'pshayim. Love, come on and let your heart sing. Break open the door, it's time for uniting.
Vemos la distancia entre nosotros como un reto que la luz nos da. Juntando nuestras manos y uniendo intenciones a su voluntad. Мы падаем и вновь встаем, держась за свет, который нас к себе зовет. И сердце в сердце лишь мольба благословляет наш всеобщий путь вперед.